I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. Today's episode is very different in that normally I'm working with an idiom that we use when we're stuck, and it's already got a landscape hidden within it in terms of can't see the wood for the trees, stuck in a rut. So there's a trees, there's woods, there's ruts. And therefore, I encourage you to go and connect in with the landscape that you're in and look for metaphorical solutions that you can then apply to the current situation. Today, I'm going to be doing something that's a slightly different in terms of the fact that it's about when you're feeling lost. And it doesn't necessarily already include a landscape within it. But I am assuming that we might be able to get some insight from when we are lost in a landscape. So, as ever, I would like you to think of a situation you'd like some more insight on, particularly one where you might be feeling lost. But I appreciate lost, as I think we're going to explore, has lots of different meanings. So my sense is think of a situation that you're feeling stuck in, and then just put it to the back of your mind, and then just notice what you notice as you listen to me as I explore the landscape, and go and purposefully get lost in a landscape, and let's see where we get to, I suppose. Really encourage you to think of a situation. This really, that these processes, any of the episodes, very rarely work if you're just listening to it from a theoretical point of view. You do need to have a situation, even if you don't believe that you're stuck, you do need to have a situation where you're feeling that there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be, and would like some insight about how to get from one to the other. Because this saying's a little different than normal, I'm not quite sure where the episode's going in terms of, yeah, I'm sure that other things will appear that I haven't logically understood. And that's the whole idea of metaphor, that rather than sort of come at a situation from the same perspective we've been looking at forever and therefore have sort of run out of logical solutions, that this is very much about finding different perspectives, different ways of looking at the situation that may enable you to go off in a different direction. So, firstly, I could be lost now in terms of I'm in a place that I've never been before, and therefore I don't really know what happens if I go along this path. I don't know how everything fits together. However, I did get here. And so there is an element of I know where I am in relation to where I've been in the past. I might not know where I am in relation to any destination or any other option, but I'm not totally lost. I'm not, in this instance, devoid of any map or place on a map. It's like I can at least say, yeah, I'm there. And I suppose that also then brings up another aspect of being lost, that can we be lost if we haven't got a map? or if we have got a map, how is lost a relationship between us and a map? Or is lost a relationship between where we want to get to, that I'm lost because I don't know where I'm headed, or I don't know where I am in relation to where I'm headed? And I wonder whether that's a lot of the episodes are about, if I'm honest. It's the where are you, where do you want to get to, and how do you bridge the gap between the first and the second? And actually, in a future episode, that's what we're going to be covering, about bridging the gap. And then I'm going to do another one about taking a giant leap. So perhaps this series has been all culminating, who knew, towards that insight. But actually, when we can't see the wood for the trees, it's very much about, well, where do we want to get to in relation to the trees? And therefore then we can start to be able to see the trees as soon as a destination. Most of the time when we've been doing Can't See the Wood for the Trees, as soon as somebody identifies an end destination, their distraction with the trees and the wood dissipates. So how is that the case when you're lost? That actually you're lost because you've either lost connection with your end destination, or the end destination is no longer somewhere you want to go. So it's like, oh, well, I don't think it's there that I want to go to. So where is it that I want to go to? So I would put me on hold if I would, and just ask yourself the question: are you clear about where you are? Are you clear about where you want to get to? And are you clear about the path needed to get from A to B, to enable you to understand that when you're using this word lost, what you're actually really meaning? That is it that you don't have the resources to actually, that you know where you want to get to, you don't have the resources? Or is it that you don't have the energy? I'll put a link to a post I've written, or newsletter that I've written, about being tired. And it asks you to think about being tired in mind, tiredness of body, tiredness of heart, and tiredness of soul. And that if you can pull apart, so I suppose that's the same about the lost. Are you lost physically? Are you lost mentally? Are you lost spiritually? Or are you lost sort of emotionally? And that then helps you identify, and that's what the blog does, or the newsletter does, is help you identify what the solutions might be. In terms of, if you're physically lost, then it's very much about getting physically back on track. It's the, yeah, perhaps getting that map out. I suspect if you're mentally lost, perhaps it's the same solution. In terms of the fact, but it is about, you might not have to move anywhere, but it's just about, yeah, bringing your mind back, not being distracted, being clear about plotting, getting that map out perhaps for a mind. Mind might like the map. The body might like, yeah, just to look around, I suppose. If we're lost physically, then perhaps we've had our head down too much, that we've been focusing on it one step at a time, and we just need to look up. We need to look. If I look round now, looking at the apple trees, looking at the wild grass, hearing the cows, feeling the wind. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's quite a noisy cow in the background. And sort of feeling, I've taken my shoes off, and feeling the ground beneath me. So if I'm physically lost, in what way does connecting to where I am help me know what to do next? Certainly a theme of this series of podcasts, the episodes, where whenever, when I was circling, when I was stuck between a rock and a hard place, so many times, where as soon as I've just stopped, looked around, paid attention, used all my senses, that the solution has become clear. But it has required that attention on the senses, the no action, that actually elicited a different way of thinking. So if that's physical lost, mentally lost, then yeah, I do think a map's helpful. And the thing there is sometimes we think about, you know, what's your map look like? Is it the fact that it needs to have pictures? Is your map going to be a mind map, which is quite often much more wordy? Is it about having a real life map where you actually go, oh, here's some twists and turns along the way, and here's the destination, and this is how far I am away from it, and that you actually draw the map? There's a book called The Map of Experience. That's got some beautiful maps that, again, I'll put that in comments, where it's got beautiful hills of perseverance and valleys of desperation and corners for turning. And the map's actually written with all these lovely words on it. So, yeah, so if that's you're mentally lost, what happens when you're emotionally lost? Sorry, I appreciate silence doesn't really help on a podcast, at least on the video blog. You can see that I'm thinking. But there's an element of if you're emotionally lost, the post suggests that emotionally being lost requires a connection with other people somehow. It's that you're not doing it on your own. It's that there's other people around. So if you're emotionally lost, what can you do? I think I suggest having like a prescription of activities that you know that, I don't know. I know, for instance, that doing the plank and doing weights brings me back from my really agitatedness. So if I was feeling agitated, if I was emotionally lost and feeling agitated, then I'd be much more inclined to go and do weights, and that brings me back in. So what else is there? You know, what does Sudoku do, and what does a crossword do? It might not work for you. What does swimming do? What does running do? What is it that you know brings you back into focus? What do you know brings you back into confidence? What do you know that brings you back into a positive mindset? Have a prescription of activities that enable you to access that emotional state or that mindset, but have them written down. So have them written down, and that will therefore then enable you to sort of use them, I suppose. Because sometimes when we're emotionally lost, that's when we don't have access to our brain and therefore don't know what to do. Whereas if we've got it written down, we more than likely understand enough that, oh, I'll go and have a look at that list. Oh, yeah, it said go out into nature, and going out into nature normally helps. I'll go and go out into nature because that normally helps. So we've covered being physically lost, we've covered being mentally lost, we've covered being emotionally lost. So I wonder what happens if I'm spiritually lost, or you're spiritually lost, or we're spiritually lost. Could we argue that so many of us are spiritually lost? And as I stand here, I'm getting a real sense of that connection from a sort of indigenous, culture's point of view. It feels like it's a connecting down into the earth and connecting up to the sky, connecting to something bigger than me, connecting to, and if it's not sort of that, I suppose, universal energy, God energy, whatever you'd call it, if that doesn't make sense for you, then is there a bigger purpose? What's the purpose that you're connecting to? Is there a cause? What is there that you can connect into at your deepest core that is you, that is your unique expression? Who knew that that's where this was going, if I'm honest? Did I think that when we talk about being lost, that actually quite often we are talking about a disconnection from our essence, our true essence? my unique expression of essence is how I am. Well, hello. If you've listened to a lot of my podcasts, then you'll get a sense of what that unique expression is. What's your unique expression? And in what way are you hiding that? That when you're lost, is it the fact that we've lost connection with that? That you're being somebody who you're not with other people? And of course that then feels like you're lost, because it's like, well, you're playing a part. You're being somebody who you're not. So you don't recognise that person. So how is that? How is all of what I've just said helpful when you're lost? Now, the interesting thing there is the fact that I haven't really connected in so much with being lost in a landscape, other than we've talked about maps, we've talked about recognising where we are currently, where the destination is. So perhaps that's enough. What I'd highly recommend, whether what I've said has resonated, already given you actions, already sent you off in a particular direction of exploration to see whether or not that insight may uncover what you need to do next, is go out into nature, to stand in nature, to look around you, and to either imagine being lost in that place and going, what do I do to not be lost in this location? Or, and I don't mention it very often in the podcast, or to do what I would say is more of a generic landscaping your life walk, which is to take the problem, take the situation on a walk with you, to think of the situation, to put it at the back of your mind, and then to go for a walk and just notice what you notice. So I'm here at the moment in Falkland, and I remember doing, and again I'll put a link to this below, is that I can remember doing one, or sharing a landscaping your life walk. I've done many of them with clients, but in this particular case I actually got it mapped out by my graphics designer lady, and therefore you'll be able to see the actual image of the walk that I went on. But there was an element of, there was a satellite at the beginning, and it was about tuning in. So I was trying to understand why I wasn't motivated. And the idea was about tuning in was the first thing, because we saw a satellite. And then there was a bus stop. And there was a bus stop, in both directions. So it was like, oh, actually, I could go in both directions. But then I noticed a signpost that said this way. So it's like, okay, so watch the signs that point you in a particular direction. And then, and I can't remember the order that they came in, but there was sort of unfurl corner, because there was some ferns there that were still just unfurling. And then there was direct ahead. And there was something about dead wood as well. But there was an element of that as I walked, I was noticing things in the landscape that were prompting me to think about what I needed to do in order to be more motivated. And that's what happens when you go on a landscaping your life walk, that your brain is brilliant. There's millions of patterns in nature. As I look here, there's patterns about leaving a bit of wild area. There's patterns about the fact that, you know, those apples you can't eat now. They blossomed, and then obviously the bees did whatever they did with the blossom, and now the apples are here, but we're not going to be able to harvest their apples just yet. And then also about, as I look around the field, there's patterns about weeds, and are they weeds, are they not weeds, are they just flowers in the wrong place? There's trees. There's the sun, we're quite a few hours away from sunset, but the tracking of the sun is a pattern. There's the weather that's a pattern. There's the paths. There's all sorts of patterns in a landscape that you notice. And what will happen is, even if I go for that same walk around the corner today, I'll notice completely different things. Even though I've shared that story, you know, numerous of times with people, the chances are that I'll notice something completely different, because this new pattern is what makes sense for me today in this moment about the situation that I'm wanting more clarity on. So, yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed today. Very, very different than normal. do let me know what you think. The next few sessions, I think, are going to be slightly different, taking things perhaps a little more holistically and looking at using nature, in totality. There's a PS to this, and interestingly, when I was sharing the PS on my iPhone, the battery went. So what is it about batteries? Not sure. Anyway, sometimes not every metaphor has to apply to the current situation. But I was sharing when I got cut off is the fact that I bumped into somebody just as I'd fit what I thought was finished the episode. And what they shared was that sometimes being lost is precisely what we need. That the whole of this episode has presupposed that we believe the stuckness is not what we want, and it's a bad thing, and we don't want it. Whereas how might loss be precisely what we need in order to be able to be clear about the destination, in order to be clear about who we are, in order to be clear, or in order for the clarity to emerge, that we have to be lost first. That if we stick to our known map, if we stick to the areas that we understand and only mix with the people that we've ever mixed with, perhaps we will feel lost in that situation. Well, not lost, but clinging to that isn't perhaps necessarily what we want, and therefore being lost is the right thing. So I'll leave that with you, really. How might being lost be precisely what you need? If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast, and also have a look in comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.